had a good study yesterday, and I may hit on that again. Just not so sure. It's good that you should see Shelly May in the house. Welcome to the Capitol. Amen. I was thinking about this dream you had, the heavenly abode, yeah. I was thinking about this dream you had about the, you shared a little bit Wednesday about the salt at the door, you know. And here's the Holy Ghost giving us revelation about that thing. And so, you know, everything in this kingdom has to come by revelation. It has to be, like, really distinct. You know, it can't be casual or normal. There has to be revelation or light on it. And as soon as you start getting into tradition, you lose the distinctness. You know, you lose the light of it, the revelation of it. So, you know, if we follow a system down the line for years and years, go to church every Sunday this, every Sunday that, you know, this is going to happen. You know, you got your announcement card. I'm not saying they're bad, whatever. But, you know... And you do this, this, and this. That's a system. And in other words, you lost the distinctness of Christianity. There's no spontaneity in it, you know. And really, that's what Jesus came to give you back, a spontaneity for life and things in the Spirit. And so God set that whole foundation up for spontaneity. And without spontaneity, without, we called it yesterday, new wine, then you start sort of lose your distinctiveness, you know. So in that regard, we're called to a whole brand new way. And God removed the veil off of things, and He gave us this distinctiveness that we can start to learn and live in a spiritual manner. You know, I was thinking this morning. And I thought about some of the experiences that I've been through in my life with in churchdom. And I can remember that we were at, you know, these large crusades. And, I mean, it was like 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 people up in the stands. It was at a stadium. And, you know, the music played, you know, building things up. And the announcements were made, and then, you know, finally the message, the evangelistic message, and then the altar call. And I'll never forget this. At first it was 3 or 10 that came. Then when the rest of the people saw the first ones coming, everybody came, see. And... of course, we did. I was a part of the help crew, and of course, the altar call was taken, and the words were saying, and the leading people to Christ. You know those pretty typical things we say when we're leading people to Christ. And all of them were up there, and all of them did it. And then the next day, when we said, "Okay, come to the follow-up service so we can explain more about salvation." 10 people. So pretty much it was the system that was in place and not the life of it, see. And, you know, when you're there, you don't want to make any waves or anything, but inside yourself you're saying, what just happened? See, in the book of Acts, it didn't happen like that. When Christ was there, they couldn't get enough. And my whole point here is I'm not trying to come down on a church or a ministry or whatever. I'm just trying to get us to see that we can be a part of a system and, you know, good people, you know, nobody's out to hurt you or anything, but... You know, Christ is not a system. He's a life. You know, the song they were playing a little bit ago had a line in there about, I've got to pray because I've got to, not because it's in me. Even if there's something in me, it's so spontaneous that I can't help but do it, you know. But we've lost that distinction from Christianity. We have church going, we have, you know, church programs, we have doing this, doing that, you know, and I'm not saying, well, what I am saying is you can be caught in the system and lose the spontaneity of it all. And so we talked about yesterday about the, you know, no man will pour new wine into old wineskins. And, you know, Christianity is this new wine that, you know, if you read the book of Acts, they couldn't help themselves. They met from house to house, not because of a order by the apostles that you gotta meet. They couldn't wait to get there. There was a spiritual hunger for God and for Christ. I ask you, turn to the book of Acts and see if you see in the book of Acts anything about an altar call. There's not one thing. Because the altar wasn't you coming up here. The altar was Christ himself. See? And so you got attached to a person, not to a system, right? It was higher than ordinances and statutes, and you've got to be baptized, and you got to take communion, and you got to do this. If all those come, all those are right, of course, but if they come because of an external exhortation to do so, you just miss Christianity. In other words, in Acts, the whole thing, the big thing for baptism was when, you know, Philip got translated over to this Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts, right? And he was reading, this guy, this eunuch, was reading Isaiah. And he asked Philip, you know, first of all, translate it. It's not a doctrine, you know. That's a life, see? God's able to take you from one environment to another, and you don't even know how you got there, you know, see? And that's so true, right, Tina? And then so you're breathing another air and you're taking in a whole nother environment and you're like, God, how did I get here? You know, why? Because spiritual things are so quick, you know. You know, this Bible call it quickening, you know. One minute you're thinking like this, Tony, then the next minute you're thinking over here, see. One minute you think salt has to do with, you know, your boiled egg tasting, right? And the next minute, salt means I got elevated and everything in the natural got purified. Everything got salted by the Holy Spirit. I can't explain the feeling on the inside, but I feel salted. See? And so, what does man do? We get a system. We go out and sell salt. You understand? We go out, we get a system behind it, right? Here come the preacher on the radio saying, okay, I got this salt from the Jerusalem, and then, you know, are y'all following me? And he makes a mint. Because we don't have the Christian, real meaning of Christian spontaneity in life, we think, you know, it's the same thing. I won't tell my Pastor Jerry, but it's the same thing. Yes, I am. You know, somebody come to you and they say, I got this oil from Jerusalem. They made it from the olives in Jerusalem. That's good. That's what I know. And they gave you a little valve of it, you know. And they sold it to you for XYZ amount. She gave it, right? That's all they call. You might as well give me that $30. Because, see, that's the system of things, see. There's a spiritual meaning to the oil, of course. But my whole point here is that this is what most of Christianity has turned into, you know. Would you say, Pastor Jerry? It almost becomes a racketeer. Right. you know, that's the truth about that. But see, spiritual truth is totally different. Spiritual truth is going to transform you from this place to that place by spiritual quickening, right? By the life of God. It has nothing to do with forms and externalism, right? Externally pushing you to get baptized is totally wrong. So here's, because you got to know what life in the Spirit is, see? So here's Philip going, getting translated over there. And he's reading Isaiah. The eunuch is reading Isaiah 53, I think it is. And then after he finished reading, he asked Philip, you know, who is this talking about? Philip never said to that man, let me baptize you. But see, that's what you would have done today. I don't tease Pastor Mike because I know. The earthly Pastor Mike would have said, let me go find a pool. But the Ethiopian eunuch had enough spiritual insight because Christ was there. He said, you need to baptize me. Not because it's an ordinance, but because I see that I see what it means on the inside. On the inside, it means that my old life is gone. This is a quickening. This is a revelation. This is a light he's getting right there on the spot. See, that's why I said this thing is so spiritual, it can transform you from one state of mind to the next in a minute. It can change your environment just like that, pow, in a twinkling of an eye. See? And you're going like, I thought I was just a natural man, but something just twinkled inside of me. And I'm a new creation, right? Where's the water to symbolize it? I'm not getting baptized. I don't even know about baptism. But I'm not getting baptized because you said I must get baptized or I'm not saved. Like, that's how y'all do it now? Oh, if you've been baptized, you must not be saved. You know, that's got nothing to do with it. I'm trying to tell you what you've been raised up in. You took the symbol and try to make it life, and it's not. See, you just took the symbol and you try to make it life. It's not. See, look, Ashanique, you can get baptized 14 times. That's what I know. You can be baptized 14 times, but no transformation took place. No twinkling of an eye, no spiritual enlightening, you know, no pass from death to life in the Spirit, you know, no feeling like a new creature, you know, no old man's passed away. She's still the same Shanique after 14. See, we can't take the symbol, guys. I'm talking about, it's the same thing with communion and all the other ordinances that are right, but if you don't take them in the Spirit, if there's not a quickening, you know. So here's what we do now. I don't even know why I'm talking like this. We take, because that's not even my message. So we take communion, and now it's going to be every fourth whatever. Show me in the New Testament. That's it. You made that up. You made that up, sir. Jesus never told you this on every fourth whatever. Make sure you take this, right? You're just taking it out of a outward obedience to some letter. There's really a ritual, and there's really no quickening. I don't care if it's Old Testament, New Testament, or the Third Testament, right? A ritual is a ritual, see? And so really, you know, here's the Holy Ghost saying, you're taking it every fourth Sunday, but examine yourself to see if you're really in the faith. You know when they took it in Acts, every opportunity they could. Why? Because it was in them. I got to take this. I can't get rid of this thing. Every time I take it, I feel like I get more of Christ, you know. Look, not out of a rule, oh my goodness, here come fourth Sunday again. And see, that's where they start telling you, oh no, you did something bad, you can't take communion. You know what I'm trying to say? It gets worse and worse and worse and worse. we need some salt, Shelley. Right? We need some salt. We need some fire. We need life. We need a quickening that's going on. We need some fire and some life. See, you can read, Lillard, you can read the same things over and over again and follow the same rules over and over again, but it doesn't mean that you got quickened by it. There has to be a authority from heaven that's visited you. His name is Jesus, by the way. That says, and this is why we like to talk about that thief on the cross. See, the most authentic experience in the Bible is with a man that never did anything right. And right at the end of his life, he got quickened. Look, guys, he wasn't baptized one time. He never took communion. Right? Right? He never went to the altar. He didn't. You know what? The altar was being crucified with him. Are you following me? Right? Right? He never went to a human altar, but the altar was right there. See? That, look, this day you're going to be with me. Something happened to him. A quickening happened. A grace that came to him that's starting to fire up in your heart. See? So now Shanique's like, okay, 14 times didn't do me any good, but I got baptized in the spiritual way. Okay, right? Now I can hear his voice. Now I can feel his love. Now there's a grace that's on me that it won't never turn me away. Now, see, the 14 times, that never happened to me. But as soon as the light came, bam! As soon as the Holy Ghost quickened came, bam! I'm alive again. I'm alive again. Death can't hold me down no more than it can hold Jesus down. Because I became one with the man in the instant, the quickening of my life. Look, I don't have to die to be resurrected. I've been resurrected with him. Are y'all following me? See, it's a different kind of birth. See, it's nothing of this ground. It's nothing of this land. It's a different kind of birth, right? And then here you are, Glow. You enter into a birth that only he had. And while the religious world and the outside world is holding fast to these forms and external things, you have entered into a place where he is actually the man himself. I know the Lord.
You know? I know the Lord.
See? And so you know, you got a land that's fraught with all kind of traditions, right? Denominations, Baptists, Catholics, you know. I'm not saying everybody in those are, you know. I'm just saying no matter what your religion or denomination is, you better be quickened and not just follow their rules, you know. So you walk in the door, you got the plaque, you know, we believe this, that, and the other. Well, I mean, you believe it where? You know, Satan will get us to hold fast to our church and rules and denominations. Look, Carolyn, we believe it like this, you know. And look, if you don't believe it like this, something wrong with you. Well, it can't be anything like that. It's not you believe it like this. It's got to be that I got quickened by the Lord above, and I've entered into his rest. And you know, I've received that like spirit that he's got, see. And my name is written in heaven, see. How do you know? I have this testimony on the inside of me. He's written in my heart. I can't explain to you in words, but he's written into my heart. It's new life. It's a new Jerusalem. It's a land above that's free, that set me free from everything else in the natural. I'm free to the above life now. And I can walk this thing out with him only, see. You know, D, if you could pull that Job up for me. D. So Amon then, it's got to be registered in heaven. I ask you, what land do you belong to? We had to be registered in heaven in eternity. What land do you belong to? You know, I asked Rocky. I said, you know, Rocky's over there with the beautiful yellow on. I asked Rocky, you know, what land do you belong to? And I'm teasing her a little bit. I'm teasing a little bit now. But what land do you belong to? I was born in Richmond, you know, or D.C. I belong. You know, people from D.C., they got, think they something. Don't they? I'm from D.C., nation's capital, you know, right? You know, I have no idea about your spiritual capital. I'm from D.C., you know, Northwest, you know. Northwest, man, right, Carolyn, Northwest. Georgia Avenue, you know. Howard University, right? But as soon as you get quickened by the Spirit, D.C. no longer matters to me. I've been born again from above. See? I got a different land now. See? I know human eye can't see it, but I know what's going on down inside of me. It's not doctrine. I didn't read about this. I got quickened by it, guys. A lot of what we call salvation in the world system is not quickening at all. It's just doctrinal. It's outward form. It's an ordinance, a rule, you know. Rule's nothing until you get quickened. Then you know what the rule really is about. See? It's really not a rule. It's life. See? And Rob, not only is it life, it's abundant life, you know. This how much more can life be abundant if you live in a different land called heaven? How much? See, this world system, this Christian system has, worldly system has duped you to think abundant life is material. And it's anything but. Anything but, right? So, you know, great day, Rocky. We've been baptized. And now our home is the New Jerusalem, distinct from the world, see? Now I don't want the world anymore. I don't want D.C. no more. Look, I don't even like, not only did I not want to go up there because of the traffic. But I sold into a false notion. You know. Jesus. Yes. Will you help her? Yeah. Jesus.
If I may say this by the Spirit, it was something. You know, God will put that, he will put his, I forgot the word we used, but a serious desire, a serious, gee, what is the word that you used yesterday? Yearning times 10. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was born in D.C., and yes, I grew up here, but it was something about when I stepped in D.C., it's like God has now let me know I was so happy to be home, but I wasn't home. So what I'm saying is, you know, he's putting a yearning for that heavenly place in us.
That's right.
I can't explain it, but it's just, right. Oh my God, I'm here at my birthplace, but it's far past that, past that. And he's showing me you at even at 4 and 5. Was sensing home, daddy's home, my heavenly father's home, not my earthly father's home,
right.
But my daddy's home. So amen. He's definitely putting that into us.
He is. Amen. Anybody else? Yes. Will you help her? Buckle your seatbelt.
No, it's nothing like that. So, because I have an accent, I get asked that question all the time. Where are you from?
Where are you from?
I'm not from here. That's okay, how I respond. Right.
Okay, day. Oh, my goodness. Did you need to finish that up? Yeah.
That's it. I just tell people I'm not from here.
Right. Okay. All right. So I know Dion's got some more. Yeah. We need to let Dion and Shanique speak. It's talking about other worlds. Yeah.
So, Pastor, you're talking about not at home. Raquel is right. D.C. wasn't her home because when she was born at that moment, that time, I dedicated her back to the Lord. And when we came to Richmond, Virginia, I never considered Raquel living in the district. And I always believed that this little girl was a gift from God, given back to God.
Amen.
And today she's recognized it because I am a new person.
Amen. So now you live in the district of the kingdom, DK and not DC, right? Right? The capital. The capital. What'd she say?
On Heavenly Boulevard,
right. Not Boulevard, Arthur Ashe Boulevard, but Heavenly Boulevard, right? Right? But that's all quickening, right? Thank y'all for helping me.
Pastor, I think it's amazing that you're speaking on this because this is what God has put in my heart all week. I had went back to the priesthood book that we were doing in New Breed. And I've been going over some stuff, and it talks about how God is putting the hunger back inside of us. And there was a scripture that he read out of. He said, Hosea 2:14, he said, "Therefore I am going to allure her, and I will lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. And there I will give her back her vineyards, and I will make the valley of Anchor a door of hope. There she will respond. Mm-hmm. As her days of youth, as mm-hmm. the days she came out of Egypt." Mm-hmm. And it goes on. And mm-hmm. please read that. Mm-hmm. But that is what God is doing when he makes us into that new Jerusalem. He's mm-hmm. calling us out of where we are mm-hmm. into a new place mm-hmm. where we most people wouldn't even want to go to a wilderness to be allured. But right. he says, "I'm drawing you right. here into right. a new place Jesus, where Jesus, I Jesus. Can speak to you softly and mm-hmm. I can transform you by my own person." Mm-hmm. And so during my prayer time, I just got quiet before the Lord, and the Lord showed me a vision, and that's why I talked to you about lightning this morning is because mm-hmm. I saw the sky was bright as day, and the sky, like almost like a lightning flash, and the sky broke open and like cracked open, and light started coming in, and he said, "That is what I'm doing to the darkness in everyone's life. I'm calling darkness out by shining my light." Mm-hmm. And then he told me that in a sudden moment, you can't imagine the sudden transfiguration. Mm-hmm. He says, "But just like Jesus on the mm-hmm. on the mountain, I'm going to suddenly transfigure you. You're going to be transformed." And that's what he's doing when we're from a different place.
Right.
We don't know where it's coming from, but right. we're getting these suddenly right. moments in right. our hearts and our minds that's going to transform us, and right. we're going to understand, and we're going to love him. We're going to mm-hmm. hunger for him more, mm-hmm. and we just have to keep setting our mind and hearts.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Tina, you got anything? Oh, Shelly. I know you got something, Tina.
Yeah, setting our minds on things above daily, every minute by minute, every hour by hour, from the sun setting to the sun going, going down, setting to going rising again, every moment, and with love, mm-hmm. I had this weird dream, and in the dream, this lady was trying to warn me about someone that wanted to harm me. And in the dream, she sacrificed herself for me and let the man harm her mm-hmm. instead, mm-hmm. and she was killed. And in the dream, it was like the Lord was saying to me, "Who are we going to sacrifice ourselves for?" You know, and reaching the heavens, you know. Are we allowing people to follow us to the heavens, breaking out of this this fleshly mm-hmm. fleshly shell to gain that more heavenly momentum so we can begin to shoot up, you know, instead of we've been going level by level lately, but the shooting is coming.
Talking about that dream, I had a dream just like that. But it's in a similarity. It was we were in a race, and of course we had the enemy going on the race, and he was trying to take people out. And like you said, there were saints, and we were leading people, and they were trying to keep up, and they were like the devil was just holding them back. And you know how in races they have pit stops. And he said, in the pit stop, all I saw was this, it was a man in white. You know, you couldn't see a face, you couldn't see nothing. You just stood before him, didn't do anything, just stopped, and he stood before him. And, like, after a time, he slinged you so fast. Like, you did nothing. He did nothing. He just slung you forward, and he, into the finish. And so, on top of what you're saying, that it confirmed something that was in my dream about what he's doing to the believer. He, you know, when we get in his presence in prayer and spending that time in that other realm, because that's what we got to do. We have access to it now. The holies of holies have already been torn. We can be before him and learn from him, and that's going to be our slingshot forward. And people are going to follow, because as some of the saints went through, other people were it's called a drift line. They were flowing in the drift line of the saints, and were able to cross over the finish line. So just on top of what you were saying,
effortless, loving this kingdom, sir. Who else? Do you finishing yet? No. So, purposely, I have to overturn our comfort with religion. I have to overturn it, you know. It's almost like you want to say there had to be something in it. It wasn't. It's heaven or nothing. And you got your skates on, Pete. So I got to overturn that by the Holy Spirit. I got to overturn that, you know.
It's so embedded. I'm sorry. It's so embedded in us. I'm confessing that when you said baptism, I heard identity. And the Lord was like, no, we say baptism is a part of our identification with Christ. We've been taught. It's not just that fast, you know. You're preaching. Sometimes when you're preaching, we stand along right along with you,
right?
And you're getting ready to say that baptism is our newness, it's new life. But I'm hearing it's our identity, and Holy Spirit's like, no, you're still carnal. It's still, right. and it shows how embedded it is. It's right. Not our identification. Oh. It is a new order.
Right.
It's all spiritual.
It's all spiritual. It's all spiritual, right? Foot washing, all that stuff y'all love, right?
I read something the other day that said a good teacher will show you where to look but not tell you what to see. And religion will tell you what to look for, what you see.
Right.
Like I said, taking us to the kingdom.
Right.
You're taking us, your teaching takes us to the kingdom, but you don't tell us what to see. Right. That's why we see in different dreams, we have different visions in the kingdom.
So your natural man can't relate to this, but if you've been quickened, you can relate to it. See? Right? So you got to be quickened. It's got to be quickened. See, there had to be some sort of, whatever degree, like Stan was saying, there had to be some sort of quickening experience to happen. And then we build on that. The Holy Spirit builds on it, you know. And while I'm coming against, and I'm trying to overturn this because it's so strong for hundreds of years, right? We've had dreams about it. We've had visions about it. But that's just God trying to detox us from it and show us the real thing, the spiritual thing, the kingdom of God. See. So unless something elevated happens to us, unless we see beyond the natural, unless we can go to a territory that man knows nothing about, okay? In other words, a preacher or a person can tell us about all the rules and all the concepts about life and the Bible and everything else, but that still doesn't mean you got a quickening, right? You know, even in the natural, as an example, children, babies, you don't talk to them to get born. You know, I don't talk to my wife and all of a sudden she gets pregnant. You understand? There has to be a seed and a quickening that happens. A conception, a connection, a life on life that's supernatural. But yet we turn church into doctrinal things. Have you done this or that? You know, and God just told Nicodemus, well, have you been born again over again? Right? You're doing all this stuff and miracles. God, Jesus, you must be the Son of God. That's not why I'm the Son of God. I'm the Son of God because I can tell you how to get quickened into a new nature. Being born again, see, that's miracles. Outside miracles aren't it. It's the quickening that happens to you. Right? 14 baptisms, nothing. Quickening, bam, all life changed. See, but yet you have institutionalized Christianity that's just got the doctrinal side of it, and there's no life to it. See, I'm telling you, there's no flow. There's no divine flow going on. See. So, you know, I guess this is what you call kicking over sacred cows. You know, look, either this stuff makes you happy or sad. Because if it's never happened to you, you might be getting mad at me. Right? But if he's been quickened and made alive, it's making you happy. Oh, God, I'm on the right course. Something happened to me on the inside. See, I've been baptized, but from heaven, you know. I don't care if it's water. I don't care about the water. It's my, you know. God, thank you that you baptized me in your spirit. Right? I mean, I've part of the system for years. Done the same thing. You know, so I'm not really trying to throw stones, as it were. It's just that you get enlightened to it, you know. And, you know, the further we grow spiritually, the more the Lord can tell us about it. Because really, we have to leave everything natural. Everything natural has to go, right? Until our whole identity is in heaven. See? Raquel, I wasn't born in D.C. I was born in D.K. Okay, the District of the Kingdom. See, and see, that's eternal. And that birth means so much more to me than the birth of my mom. Okay. I hope we're getting this new birth thing. See, who can I grab by the collar and snatch? And I want to do Shanique, you know. Come on. I want to grab you. I really want to grab you, but I don't want Mike to hit me. You know? Right? If I can snatch, the Holy Ghost says, if I can snatch you out of the world in your own environment, see, if I can pull you out by the quickening lightning of God, Tony. Because lightning just lightens you up, you know. See, lightning is a funny thing. If I can strike you with lightning, you're going to go to where the lightning came from. Are you following? At first, it seemed like it's here to hurt you, but it's really here to bring you up to where it originated, see? All right? I got to get you off the ground and your trust in the earth and get you into heaven where I dwell, see? And the quickening or the lightnings of God do that, right? All right, thank you, Kevin. Mike, please don't hurt me. Right. I'll pay for this shirt, Mike. I'll pray. But if I can snatch her out of the world. Which all pool baptism Mama Nida couldn't do. See, all Mama Nida did was get her in the world by her mother, her natural mother, so that God can snatch her back out of it. See, are you following me? Thank God for Mama, but thank God for Mama above. See? I feel better. Because she feels better too. I mean, got to be a quickening. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It has to be a quickening. See, it's nothing for you to do to just get quickened, you know. Not by works of anything, you know. Bam. But as long as she stays on the ground, she's bound to the earth's horizon. Okay. Bound to earth's horizon. I can see no further. I'm horizontally on it. No vertical. See. You're a vertical creature, though, in the spirit. See. Yeah. The people bound by the earth and time and things like that. Here God quickens you with lightning and say, okay, come into my eternal realm with me and live with me up here. That's why it's all by faith, people, you know, because your head can't figure that out. Yeah. Rob and Rainey stayed with Glow and me in that house. I started to move back next door. Except for Rob would say spiritual stuff to me. And as long as the house was not in good shape at all, but the quickening that came out of his mouth made that house worth living in. It took me beyond the horizon of the house, how no matter how good and bad. You know, you can be a millionaire and still be in captivity. Earth still your horizon. You're captive. You're just as captive as a bird in a cage, you know. You're captive as a caged bird. I don't care about how much money you got. You got to get above, you know, you have to follow the dove above the horizon into the holy place, see. Not by might or power, but by my spirit, see. And see, any hesitation that we have for that, Tony, it's just simply a hesitation to believe. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you can work your way there. All God says is just believe I can take you there. That's all. Just believe. Let your heart go down. You know, let your heart sort of, you know, break down a little bit and start. I need to believe in the supernatural. My eye can't see it, but maybe my faith eye can start seeing it now. You know, forget about ordinances and rules, right? Some of them right foolish. Probably all. But, you know, you got dressed like this. You know? And look, here, Cheryl, the preacher's saying, you know, we take people out of their all dressed, you know, you can come as you are. Yeah, right. Until you come like that. And they're going to say, you know, we don't do it like this up in here. Yeah, wear some shorts and some shoes. Look. Yeah. You're going to have to go talk. Deacon, go get that one. Yeah. I turn that stuff over, see. That, you know, you say you dress like you are, But on some of them, you come in without a hat, or you come in without, you know, or the wrong kind of, you know, no stockings, or, you know, or, yeah. Don't pants or whatever, you know, right? Pastor Jerry need a mic now, right? You know. Pastor Jerry, take them and tell them stories. They say, you know, you can't wear red. So she's going to find every little way. I'm going to put some red in here somewhere. Right? But I'm just saying, you know, look, lady, sit over here. All right. So you got your little you got your covenant table, your communion table, right? They got that bad boy dressed in white, you know. And then you got to dress in white. If you're an unlicensed, you better not cuss. I don't know about that stuff. Who gave you that? Who gave you that? Who told you that? Man, ain't got nothing to do with the spirit.
I'm thanking God this morning for freedom. I think it said new life. And I believe one of the last things that the Holy Spirit broke us from, or is breaking us from, is the wrapping. Right, Pastor Gloria? When we talk about if you came in a certain way, if your dress wasn't a certain length, they would wrap you up. They'd put a cloth around you. And if you hold your arms up, and they'd wrap you. I mean, just literally wrap you for one reason or another. But I remember the last time somebody was at the altar, Pastor Gloria and I almost simultaneously said, put that wrap down. It was like it did something to our spirit, man. Why were we doing that? I mean, the lady had on pants, long shirt, but yet that religious spirit in us, because she was up there, we were still. So like Raquel said, that thing is hard to break. That religious spirit that we've been trained, y'all. We didn't just was told what to see, Stan. We were trained. We weren't just told what to see. We were trained in this stuff. You know, you had to know how to do it. You know. So this thing is deep. So I thank God for this new life and the breaking of the shell of it, that we can be free, that the Holy Spirit can come in and pour new wine into us and new revelation and new life. I didn't realize how tired, Pastor. I felt myself 18 years ago when I was searching for something. Rob, I was tired. I realize now, Rocky, I could feel back then, I was so tired. I was tired of it. I was tired of all the tradition and the religion and the work and the do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that. I was exhausted. And Pastor Gary and Pastor Gloria can tell you, when I came, I cried for 6 months. I was weary. I was worn. I was beat. You know, because I had been in 50 years, y'all. Can you imagine that spirit of you wearing it and trying to keep up with it, trying to be perfect in it? You know, you weren't just going to do it. You was going to do it right. You're going to fold that cloth right. You're going to hold that communion cloth right. You couldn't touch the ground, the floor. I mean, you had to fold it a certain way. It had to be a certain type of linen. And I mean, oh, come on now. I got my biggest rebuke for letting it touch the floor. I mean, but just to think that we thought we were trained that that was Christianity. And a lot of people still now are in it. And so, like, Tony is saying, and Michelle, we have to keep going. And what did you call it? A breezeway? Clear? A draft? Make a draft so it can pull. So it can literally pull others out of it. But we have to know that we know. There has to be a deep knowing on the inside of us that we are in the district of the kingdom. I'm not talking about another sermon or message. I'm talking about a way of life, a knowing. I'm talking about, man, this thing is so burnt. Pastor, this is burning in me like that old stuff used to burn in me. So when I act a fool, y'all, I'm acting a fool for a reason, because I used to act a fool 50 years ago for tradition and religion. I'm going to act a fool now for the kingdom, for that heavenly life, because it's burning on the inside of me just like that old foolishness used to burn on me. I'm no longer an earth creature. I've been born from above. I'm free. I have a new life in Christ Jesus. It's a reality.
I wanted to go back to the quickening.
Yes.
And it's very suited that you used Shanique, because her relationship with Mike is new. So they are in the lovey-dovey stage. However, she was willing, and so was Pastor Mike, to allow God to do whatever he needed to do. And I think so often couples are slowed down. They're weighted down from being allowing God to quicken them because they're considering their partner, but they have to realize that they're one with God first. You know how we use the scripture where they're one, and so, you know, I can't go to this church, or I can't worship freely because of obligations. And so we have to realize that our oneness, our premium desire and allegiance is to the King and not on this earthly realm to each other. Not to say that in a disrespectful way, but right. Just know that right. God is first right. In everything. And you know, when it comes to like children too, we tend to have this natural affinity to preserve them, look out for them. But there has to be a time where it's like, okay, son, daughter, I have to set you aside because my allegiance is to the King.
I just wanted to piggyback off of what Dee said. She got me stirred up. I'm sorry, y'all. My words are. I wasn't myself this morning, so let's just put it that way. All last night. So help me with my words, Shanique. Dion got me stirred up. The quickening of our daily lives, of our everyday life, whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is, it has to come off quick. Mm-hmm. It has to come off quick mm-hmm. with the quickening and left behind to keep us in the ascending. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, and the Lord at all has already said to us that, oh, I'm sorry. The Lord at all has already said to us that these trials are light. These burdens are light. You know, we will not be held down by burdens and trials anymore, because we're throwing them off quick with the quickening and continuing to ascend.
Amen. Amen. That's good stuff. All right. So I got one more thing to throw at you. You're going to love me or hate me. So here's the other thing that religion does to you. They want you to join the church, and you go and you give the right hand of right hand. You put your name on the roll, but you know you cannot join a church ever, ever. You cannot join a church. Either you're quickened into the kingdom, into the body of Christ. It's never by letter. It's never by consent. I agree that I'm going to be a part of your church. That's totally natural. That's totally wrong. That's not totally law. Right? You know, someone asked us, Kevin, lately, how do I join? I said, you're already in. You've been quickened in. But we lived under that a long time. Look, I'm the same way now. I've been there. I'm trying to tell you. I've been there. Look, that was my problem with Marion Glow. Let me rephrase that. First thing we did was join a church together. See? I mean, that's our whole concept. Followed us through. Next, we moved, joined another one, joined the Baptist, joined the Methodist, joined the Assembly of God, join. But I wasn't joined to Christ.
Jesus.
See, I wasn't quickened today. Proud of my church. And, we do this. We got children's ministry. We got, you know, go to prisons, and we go over here to nursing homes. We do this. You need to come join too. Got a bumper sticker. Still on the earth, still horizontal. Never quickened to heavenly. Right. I got to turn this stuff over, man. I got to turn it all over. Dump all of it out. Because it never did you any good. You know who wants you now? The Lamb that was slain before the world began. Look, you are my church. You know, the pastor isn't, that's not his church. It's the Lamb. He's the head of the church. Lamb, capital L. It's like, come unto me. I'll give you rest. See? Look, rain. We just pluck out them rocks, man. So that we can get on some ground now. Some new ground. Where our relationship with him means everything. Like Mike was, Dee was saying. Relationship with the kingdom is deeper than the horizontal one. Right? Tony, it takes light to see this stuff, you know. I think that's why Jesus would say, you know, because Jesus is the center of everything. He say, seek me first, the kingdom. Seek the kingdom first, and everything else is going to be added to you, see. Now we're learning how to do that. You know, we read them scriptures for years. We didn't know in the world they meant, you know. We thought they did. Seek first the kingdom. I mean, I'm going to have $1,000. I'm going to read. I'm not sure if I should be finishing that on that. You know, I don't want you to have any confidence in that stuff at all. I started the 7th verse D. Because, look, we've been rooted in that stuff. And again, I say, if you read the book of Acts, you won't find any inference to the system that we're so tied to for the most part. No inference at all. Jesus was in the midst of it, and everything surrounding him. You know. If somebody got baptized, he was there. Right? If they took communion, he was there. See. But there's this place that he's looking to take us all, and I think I'll try to finish up here. And I just want you to go home with this and ask the Holy Spirit to never let it leave out of your thought life. Set your affections on things above as it was put. Because there are other scriptures that I wish I could have gotten to today, but I can't get there. Way back in Genesis, but I can't get there today. And you know what? I can't even say I'm going to get to it next week. You know why? Because I don't know how the Spirit, I don't know how the wind's going to blow. You know, that's this realm is like that. You don't know. You want to, a part of you want to, but you just don't know, you know. So we joke around here that we don't ever really teach in series because we don't. You follow the wind wherever he blows. That's the freedom. Now, it's hard on your flesh, but it's freedom in the spirit, you know, because your flesh want to work out a plan, you know. I came up with this idea, you know, and he's gone like that. Wasn't me. Look at verse 7. There's a path that God's trying to get you on, which no fowl knows. You know, no bird knows about this path. Think about that. A bird is way up in heaven flying all around, but doesn't know this path right here. Which the vulture's eye has not even seen it. That keen eye of the vulture hadn't seen this stuff yet. It's another way in the spirit. See, the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed it by. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturns the mountains by the root. He cuts out rivers among the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He binds the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. The thing that, see, this all is hidden from us, guys, until he brings it forth to light. Derek, let me have you, please. This thing is hidden until he brings it forth to light. The secret things belong to the Lord, but he will reveal them to you. See, he will bring them to light. That's grace. But you will never figure it out in that head, that beautiful head right there, Shelley. Only as the Spirit of God gives him light will he see the things that are hidden, right? And those are the things that we're speaking of today. So I say to you that the hidden things will become so seen, Stan, so normal. It'll be still hidden from the world and the natural mind, but the revelation of the Spirit will give Derek the degrees of the new life in the heavenlies, right? More and more and more. How profound your thoughts and mind will be after God finishes with it. How profound it'll be. Where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is found in the land of, it's not found in the land of the living. It's not here down here on earth, Stan. It's not in the horizontal plane. It's not in the land of the living. Only in the resurrection realm, only in the spirit realm can you see this stuff. See? Look, your eye is blind to spiritual things in the natural. See? Your natural mind can't see it. Blind is a bat. But as soon as God tunes in, God, I seem like I never saw before. What's this land that you were hidden from me forever? What's this redemption all about for real now? See? See, the cross cut off everything on earth and push you up to a whole nother plane. See, man knoweth not the price. Well, look at this. The deep says, it's not in me. Do y'all know how deep the deep is? As deep as those oceans are, they're saying to you, what you're really looking for on the inside of you, you won't find in me. I don't care if you explore me down to the bottom. And all the treasures that are down there that man's never even seen before, haven't touched how deep the deep is, but it's still not in me. See? It's a whole nother realm, sir. And here's God graciously opening up your mind to it. Bam! It's a quickening, see? In other words, you can't figure it out. You can't dissect it. Bam! It's a quickening. God, I'm seeing like it. You're the resurrection and the life, you know. Look, guys, it cannot be gotten for gold, Carolyn, right? Neither shall silver be weighed for the price of it, right? You can weigh all the silver in the world, but you can't touch this realm with it. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. D, we're a totally different jewel, you know. No mention shall be made of her of coral, right? Coral and pearls. The price of wisdom is above all that stuff. The topaz of Ethiopia, you know. It can't be valued, glow with pure gold. Pure gold. Pure gold, Lisa, can't touch this treasure in the spirit, see. It's a quickening, see. People go on expeditions trying to, you know, Howard Carter, go on expeditions to find King's Tut's tomb, trying to find these valuable stuff. Nothing can compare to the spiritual treasure that comes by the quickening of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you're in another realm, you let the earth go in a second. Where's this wisdom coming from? Where's the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept closed from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame of it with our ears. God understands the way thereof, and he knows the place thereof. He looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven. Fear the Lord. That's wisdom and understanding. There's a precious place in your heart for the kingdom of heaven, where everything inside you will bow. Everything inside you will just bow. God, I didn't know you had it like this for me. I didn't know you loved me this much. I didn't know, God, that you are my refuge and my fortress and my strength. I've read the scriptures, but now I see. You've taken to me a place that I never could discover on my own in a million years. Come, James, please. But God has revealed it to me by the Spirit. Look, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, I saw it by the Spirit. Now I want to dance. Now I want to worship. Now I want to praise you forevermore. Amen. Amen. Pastor Jerry. Come on. Pastor Jerry, you can come on. All right. Don't never let this go. I'll tell you what. It's going to sit on you. It's going to sit on you. Nothing else will satisfy you until you see this realm in this new kingdom, this new Jerusalem. Amen.
It's really new life. And it's life of a different kind that we've never known or never touched before. We knew not how to even desire it because there was nothing around us that would entice us into it. So the mystery and the miracle of us being here this morning. Right.
We honor God. We honor Jesus. We honor the Holy Spirit. His mercy brought us here. His love scooped us out and placed us by the river of living waters. He planted us. He took us, Roz was singing, by the desert. I'll praise him in the desert. I won't let the rock cry out for me. It was his love that scooped us out, placed us by the rivers of living waters, and planted us. Now that's joining. If we want to know how to join the church, that's joining. When we are supernaturally planted by the rivers of living waters, and our roots go down deep. See, our roots are expanding this morning. So we're not going to be shallow. We're not going to be shallow. Our roots are going down, and he's plucking up the rocks so that the roots will have room enough to grow, and that this inner man will be nourished, and new life will flow out of us. Jesus said over there in Matthew 18, my kingdom is not of this realm. If his kingdom is not of this realm, then our kingdom cannot be of this realm. We have to come to the realization that where he is where we shall be. Now, we're in that realm with him now. And he's removing those things that would hinder us from rising into those heavenly places and for seeking things that are above and keeping our eyes on him and living this new eternal life. Not a shallow life, but a new eternal life where heaven beckons us every moment of every day to rise up higher. To rise us. He's calling us by name this morning. He's picked us out one by one, name by name, household by household, to make of himself a people. To make of himself a people. Not to make us members of a denomination, but to make us to himself a people. See, we used to be proud to be members of, to be fellowshipping with this organization and that organization. Oh, but what higher wisdom and revelation has come to us now. What higher wisdom and revelation. I'm from above. What Dion says, I'm not from here. Oh, no, D, we're not from here. I don't have an accent, but I'm not from here. I may have that southern drawl, I guess, but I'm not from here. I'm from a new and a living way. Those dead things have passed away. And I'm so grateful this afternoon that Jesus saw fit. That Jesus saw fit. That the Father predestined and put us over here. And then gave us a knowing that we were in the right place. Kevin wanted to join because Pastor, he didn't want to be left out. He wanted to make sure I'm a part of this. You're part, son. When he plucked you out and plucked you and Tina together, you became the planted of the Lord. And see, they used to take that scripture and make it churchdom. Everything was churchdom. Everything was organizational driven. You got to be planted. Don't be running from church to church. I say run into the kingdom. Run around the kingdom, run through the kingdom until you find out what the kingdom is all about. So we honor the Holy Spirit this day. Thank you, Apostle, for inciting in us encounters. The apostolic incites encounters. We're going to have more encounters today. Watch, watch, watch. You're going to experience some new understanding, new wisdom, new revelation. It flows. Because we have to grow and grow and grow and become more like Jesus. Living in those heavenly places, Shanique, is so sweet and so wonderful. God, how did we get here? How did we get here? But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the mystery of it. We can't even explain that. We can't. You can't explain it. Now, Ms. Nyla can't say why she left Jamaica. She may think she know why. But there's a whole nother reason why. That's beyond our comprehension. And we have adoration for our King today. We have adoration. We have adoration, Mike. We adore him. We adore him. You know, because if we say worship, we think music. But when I say I adore you. Oh, there's something endeared in me about you. Oh, I adore you, Jesus. And that's because I'm living so close to you now. Oh, my God, I don't want to be separated from you. Closer and closer and closer. Closer and closer and closer. Closer encounters. Close encounters, Mike, of that heavenly life and that heavenly realm and the angels. Rob, we're going to see an angels. We're going to see the angels. We're going to be around the throne. We're going to hear the patriarchs singing. Oh, we're going to see the angels dancing. And we're going to become a part of it. The encounters that we're about to have are not, oh, my God, they're more than encounters. They're visitations where I find myself in that realm, Shanique. And I don't want to leave. And I can see afar off the old patriarchs. And I'm trying to get there, Mike. And the Holy Spirit said, take your time. I'll bring you close. I'll bring you close. Just keep adoring me. Keep adoring me. Let your adoration be for me. Not for anything in this world. And that's a new life, y'all. That's when you know you've been born again. When the taste of this world tastes foul. It's foul. Because all I want is the sweetness of heaven. But David say, honey in the honeycomb. Sweeter than that. So we're grateful this morning, this afternoon, for each and every one of you traveling with us in the spirit. Traveling with us in the spirit. Momentum. We are picking up momentum. Somebody say we used to go from level to level. Now we're shooting. Rob, we're shooting now. This is a wonderful thing. And we thank God for divine healing. For the divine healing. Shella, your healing, your swelling, the fluid. Kingdom. Kingdom. Shanique, will you do the feet ministry for her? Kingdom living, y'all, where there's no sickness and no disease. Oh, come on, y'all. Let's shoot on up there. Don't you want it? What did Ron Canole say? Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Oh, we thought it was just words. But oh, my God, Pastor Mike. Oh, my God, Pastor Mike. Oh, my God, Pastor Mike. To dwell in that realm. To dwell in that realm. Not to visit it every now and then, but to dwell. That my habitation, my living, my dwelling place. Where I abide, where I get everything from. Everything about me is there. Jesus, I've been changed. Jesus, I've been changed. Oh, PWM. We've been changed. PWM, we've been changed. We are new people, a new creation. We live in a new order. We come from a new place. The Holy Spirit has yanked us. The Holy Spirit, Pastor, have us collared. He has you collared, Mike. Come on, son. Come on. See, because this old earth will try to pull its gravity on us. But the Holy Spirit's, oh, nope. Tony, Holy Spirit got you in the collar. PWM, we've been collared by the Holy Spirit. It's not even our own thing. Pastor didn't think of this. This is the will of the Father going on here. This is the will of the Father, y'all. This is the will of the Father. This is the will of the Father. This is not his idea. He had no clue that God would drop this on him, that God would tag him. I remember the dream with dust sheets, and I was running because Pastor was in the line with the patriots, and we were about to be slaughtered, to be shot. And I ran, Rainey. I ran because I didn't want to go down like that. I was standing right next to him. So, oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Here I go again, Jesus. Rocket, be careful of getting close. It's going to cost you something. Come on now. I'm telling you for a truth. It's going to cost you something. It cost me my daughter for about 6 or 7 years. But I had to stay close, Mike. I couldn't back up. It cost me all my brothers and sisters. All my nieces and nephews. It cost me. But I was in the dream. And I ran wrong. And I hid. And Dutch Sheets, I don't know how I knew it was him, but he found me under a bush. He said, Jerry, are you not willing to die with the brethren? I had to make a conscious decision. Am I willing to die with the brethren? And I'm going to tell you now, Mike, I don't know how that grace came. And I don't know where it came from. But the Holy Ghost lifted me up from behind that bush and quickened me and put me right back in line. Pastor, do you mind standing up? He put me right back in line. Turn this way, please. And I found myself side by side. And the firing squad was ready. So it's going to cost you to stay close. Don't think that this heavenly life is going to be free and easy. You're going to be persecuted before it's over with. And you're going to have to decide. And if your knowing down there is right, the Holy Spirit will do the rest. You won't even have to do it. I didn't even have to think about it. The Holy Spirit just snatched me up and put me back in line. So PWM, we've been called. We've been called. Visitors, we've been called, been chosen to live a different kind of life, not an earthly life. See, this house is built by God. He said, I'll build my house, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We got a whole lot of man-made stuff out here. But Pastor desired, when I came here 18 years ago, he said, God, I want you to build this house. I don't want to put it what I want it to be. He had a whole lot of theological knowledge that he could have used to build a monument. Took up this whole block probably. And we've been on maps everywhere. But he chose to be on the backside of the mountain and allow God to do the work. One by one. Come on, Pastor Mike. One by one. He pluck them out. Come on over. Come on over, Tina. The unlikely ones. Come on, Stan. He plucked them out. Come on, Robin Rainey. He plucked them out. Come on over here. Come on, come on. Come on over to the mystery of God. Because it was a mystery to us. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't have a clue what was going to happen next. We didn't know. But the mystery of the kingdom was intriguing to us. It got a hold to us down in here. And the more it was displayed, the more we wanted it. The more it was brought to us, the more we wanted it. Until now, God's got him a house and some people. He has a tabernacle and a sanctuary where he dwells. It's his and his alone. Oh, Pastor Mike don't belong to himself. He think he married Shanique, but he didn't. He married the God in Shanique. And vice versa. This is deep, y'all. Kevin thought he was getting a wife, and look what he got. Come on, Kevin. Kevin got him a whole family. See, we thought we were coming for one reason. And God is showing us a new life and a new way through an apostolic leadership that we have in here. We're grateful. Amanda, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's real, Pastor Ross. Man, this thing is so real in me, Pastor. Sometimes I can't contain my own self. You know what Paul said? I want to go. Rocky, this thing gets so sweet right now. I want to go. I want to go, but then I look at that beautiful smile and that wink and say, for Rainey's sake, I'm going to stay. For Courtney, for Supreme Court, I'm going to stay. But everything in me wants to go because the more I get it, the more I want it. The more he brings it to me, Rob, the more I desire it. The more I see it, the more I can touch it. The more I become a part of it. And it's real. It used to be a sermon. Turned from a sermon to a message. Now it's living encounters. Now Cheryl is living encounters. We are living encounters of a new and a living way. And we praise God for that. And I guess, Pastor Mike, you can pray us out.
Amen. Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you for snatching us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for relighting a fire in us, oh God, that we have never been consumed with fire from heaven like this before. God, we thank you for the elevation of revelation knowledge, oh God, that we have eaten manna from heaven this morning. The seeds of life. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the moment, oh God, that we understand, oh God, that even in this transition that we're going through now, God, that we would not be the same. Thank you, God, for the moment of detoxation. Of our old thinking, God. We have thank you for planting inside of us a new mind. Erasing our thoughts about what religion is and what and how you are and all about you, God. Erase that from our memories, oh God, that we have a true encounter with you. No longer we will have one foot in the world and one in heaven. We choose in our own mind, God. We say with our own mouth, oh God, that we surrender ourselves to you. We want the kingdom. Yes. Oh, yes, it is a price to pay. But in the kingdom, we don't have to pay the price. We give ourselves to you, Father. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the apostle, oh God, the vessel that you chose to give this word to, oh God, to feed us the manna from heaven, God. We thank you, oh God, for the increase, oh God, that you are giving to him, oh God, from heaven. The stirring on the inside, the building on the inside. Let it continue to be a refreshing. God, open up our eyes so we'll see what you see. Yes. Day by day, moment by moment. Oh, how good it is not to be earth dwellers anymore. And we just starting out. How much more you want to reveal? We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.